Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is atomic orbitals and quantum numbers. We left off talking about how Erwin Schrödinger, along with others, developed the ideas about the location of electrons and their behavior. His equations allowed us to create a map of where the various electrons will be found. These locations of the electron are called orbitals. We need to remember that there are never more than two electrons in any orbital. An orbital can be empty, or it can have one or two electrons in it, but never more than two. Another sometimes confusing fact about orbitals is that they are mathematical descriptions and not physical entities. They are not small containers where electrons can be deposited. First, we need to discuss the idea that numbers can be used to create a description of a location. We see this quite often in terms of longitude and latitude. The exact location of an object anywhere on Earth can be shown by a combination of these two numbers. Our current GPS uses this to give our location, whether we are using one in our car to give us directions, or we have location services turned on in our smartphones. Quantum numbers break down the location of an electron by using the numbers the same way. We are going to go through the four quantum numbers. You will need to know the following about each of them: name, its definition, the symbol, and possible values. Before we get started, I want to stress that what makes this topic sometimes confusing is not that any single fact is difficult to understand. It is that there are a lot of little facts to keep straight. A bit of practice makes using the patterns easy. The first quantum number is called the principal quantum number. It has a symbol of n, and it tells us the average distance from the nucleus. The lower the number, the closer it is to the nucleus. Its values are n equals 1, 2, 3, and so on. So n equals 1 is the first energy level. When this idea was first formulated, it was called the K shell, with the second shell being the L shell, the third the M shell, and so on alphabetically. But now we say the first energy level, and so on. Naturally, as the distance from the nucleus gets larger, as we move from one energy level to the next, the volume of the space where these electrons will be located also gets bigger. This is an important point to keep in mind as we discuss the energy level of electrons. The second quantum number is called the angular momentum quantum number, though it is often more simply called the orbital quantum number. It has a symbol of L, and it tells us the type of orbital. As the principal quantum number increases, so does the number of orbitals that can be found. So the second energy level has two different types of orbitals, and the third energy level has three different types of orbitals. The possible values are L equals 0, 1, 2, 3, all the way up to N minus 1. So if N equals 3, the values for L are 0, 1, and 2. The third quantum number is called the magnetic quantum number. It has a symbol of M and describes the orientation of the orbital around the nucleus. Its values are negative L to 0 to positive L. Only whole numbers are allowed, so if L equals 2, the possible values for M are negative 2, negative 1, 0, plus 1, and plus 2. These three quantum numbers are sufficient to describe the location of the orbital and thus the electrons around the nucleus. The fourth quantum number is called the spin quantum number. It has a symbol of S and describes the spin of the electron. The values are S equals positive 1/2 or negative 1/2. Remember that we mentioned that an orbital can have no more than two electrons in it, so only two values are needed. Now we need to show the progression from one energy level to another. We are not going to fully chart the electrons, as that is the topic of another podcast, but we are going to lay the groundwork for doing so. Quick review. Since we are dealing with atoms, they are always electrically neutral, which means that they have the same number of electrons as protons. This means that we could look up the atomic number and determine the number of electrons, since they must be the same. So let's start with hydrogen. It could hold one electron, no problem. We go to helium, and we see that it has two electrons. We can place that electron in the same orbital as the first electron that we did for hydrogen, since each orbital can hold two electrons. Element 3 is lithium. We can't place the third electron in the same orbital as the first two because we have that limit of two electrons per orbital. This means that we need to add another orbital. Since the first energy level can only hold one orbital, we have to go to the second energy level. The second energy level can hold more orbitals and thus more electrons than the first. This is for the simple reason that as we go out from the nucleus to a larger energy level, the radius gets bigger, so the volume gets bigger, and we can hold more things in a bigger volume. The second energy level can contain four orbitals, which means eight electrons, and takes us up to the element neon, which has atomic number of 10. Keep in mind the following to assist you. The number of orbitals is always equal to n squared. So if we are talking about the third energy level, there are 9 orbitals in it, 16 in the fourth, etc. Since there can be 2 electrons per orbital, there are 18 electrons in the third energy level and 32 in the fourth energy level. Now on to sodium, with its 11 electrons. We have now filled the first and second energy level, so now we have to enter the third energy level to put in the final electron of sodium. So as we go from one energy level to another, we increase the number of orbitals. These orbitals have names according to the descriptions that we gave each earlier. Let's take one energy level at a time. The first energy level. This is the smallest energy level, with the least volume, and it can only hold 2 electrons. The orbital is a sphere with the nucleus at its center. The orbital is half filled for hydrogen and filled for helium. This type of orbital we give the name S orbital. If you refer to the possible values for L, we see that it starts at 0. This is the orbital quantum number for this orbital, but it gets confusing to put two different numbers together, in this case 1 and 0, it will look like the number 10. So in addition, there are letters associated with these orbitals. For this orbital, it is called the S orbital, and since it is in the first energy level, it is called the 1s orbital. The second energy level. This is further from the nucleus than the first energy level, so it is larger and can hold more orbitals and more electrons. The second is big enough to hold its own s orbital, the 2s, but it is bigger than the first energy level, and it could also hold 3 more orbitals. If we refer to the possible values for this next type of orbital, we see that its orbital quantum number is 1. Now we go to the magnetic quantum number and see that when L equals 1, the possible values for M are negative 1, 0, and plus 1. Notice that there are 3 digits here. Each one stands for an orbital, and once again, all those numbers next to each other can get confusing. The second energy level has the following types of orbitals, 2s and 2p. There is a single 2s orbital and 3 2p orbitals. I am sure that you notice that we can't call all 3 of them 2p orbitals, as that would be confusing. The magnetic quantum number tells us their orientation around the imaginary axes. The orbital that lies on the x-axis is called the 2px orbital. The one on the y-axis is called the 2py orbital. And since we live in a three-dimensional world, the orbital on the z-axis is called the 2pz orbital. Each of these orbitals can still only hold 2 electrons, and since there are 3 p orbitals, the complete set can hold 6 electrons. There are drawings in your textbook that can give you a graphic of the different orbitals. To continue the pattern, we now move to the third energy level. Same as before, it is bigger and can hold more. It can hold its own single 3s orbital, its own 3 3p orbitals, but since it is bigger, it can also hold 5 3d orbitals. Check the possible values, negative 2, negative 1, 0, positive 1, positive 2. 5 different orientations. How they orient themselves around the axis can be checked out in your text. The pattern goes on and on with the fourth energy level and so on. It is larger, so it could hold everything that was discussed before, along with 7 4f orbitals. So here is a summary that you will need to know to determine the number of electrons that can be found. 1. First, remember this little memory device, SPDF1357. This tells you the type of orbital, an S or P or D or F, and the number of orbitals of each type in each shell, 1, 3, 5, or 7. Remember that you can only have 2 electrons per orbital, no matter where that orbital is located. This is point number 2. A single 4F orbital can still only hold 2 electrons. However, there are 7 4F orbitals, so the entire group can hold 14 electrons. Point 3. A complete table of energy levels, orbitals, and number of electrons per level can be found in your textbook if you need to check that out. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of atomic orbitals and quantum numbers. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this podcast when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.